I am joined this morning by Mike Kelly, who hosts the Real Estate Hour here on KSRO, Realtor Extraordinaire. Good morning, Mike.
Thank you, Pat. I'm glad to be here this time. I kept missing you a couple of times. I've had that cold for a week. Boy,
I know.
Me on my butt.
A lot of people felled by that. Ooh. So glad to have you back, Mike. Now, we're at the end of March. The weather is going to really turn the better. This is, generally speaking, the best time to put a house up for sale. Are there any houses that are up for sale, Mike? That's the question, number one.
That's the question, yes. Well, we seem to be spiking. You know, we're up to about 560. I just pulled it up this morning. And that number, you know, will retrench down to about 530, because as soon as they come on, you know, we're selling them pretty quickly. So the problem is that, you know, this market is so hot that those that come on are gone quickly. So we're not getting the inventory any chance to get any traction because, you know, we keep, you know, slamming them off the shelf as soon as they come on.
Yeah, I keep hearing about all cash and over asking price in terms of sales.
It's getting to be, every one of my mortgage brokers, it's the most feared four-letter word in their vocabulary is cash. But that's happening a lot. You know, we're seeing, we've made some offers recently ourselves where, you know, it's listed for like $995. We go in at $1,050,000 and it sells for $1,200,000 cash.
Wow.
You know, 10-day close, no contingencies.
Oh, who's in a position to do that? Are these just mostly out-of-town people with money to burn?
Well, I think, you know, talk about money to burn. I think a lot of it's the fire money still, Pat. There's people that are still out there who have not, you know, settled back into a home. And they've been getting beat out. And they get a certain set of frustrations comes into play. And they say, hey, let's get this one. And this is what it's going to take. Okay, fine, let's do that. It's kind of like throwing caution to the wind. But then again, you know, if you're a sharp agent, you've got a lot of reports hopefully done before you put the property on the market. So when people can make a rational decision based on some of the reports you have. But still, it does, you know, cramp the whole length of the escrow. But if you have cash, you eliminate lenders, appraisers, you know, all sorts of issues, and it makes it for a much cleaner deal. But you hopefully you've got those reports. You hate to see somebody take a property, you know, just as is without even looking at it. And we had an instance where I was called by an agent where his mother did that last year. She was, you know, told to buy this place flat unseen, and now she's got some major issues when she goes to sell it. So you've got to be careful with that. But, you know, Pat, some of the prices are pretty amazing. You know, you don't really think about it. You know, if you know, I track sales that are 10% over the asking. You know, some of the prices are kind of amazing. A place on College Park listed for $450, sold for $550. Another property listed for $499, sells for $565, 113%. Another property listed for $499, sells for $600,000.
Well, this is a certain group of, a certain kind of housing that a lot of people are looking for right now, including people who don't want to go through the process of rebuilding a home and are looking for something in a similar price range. And, of course, anytime that you've got the most affordable housing, that's going to be the stuff that goes well,
yeah, but,
too.
You know, but even the upper end, Pat, one that listed for $1,050,000, $1,400,000.
Wow.
Another one listed for $1,595,000, sold for $1,900,000.
Well, here's, to me, one of the barometers about what could change in our community is how many out-of-towners are buying properties here in Sonoma County.
Yeah, and that's hard to track until, you know, and even then you don't really know, because sometimes if it's an absentee owner, you can track that way. But sometimes these are secondary houses for folks, so the names are still on the property. But, you know, we're definitely seeing, you know, we are the bargain basement of the Bay Area. And, you know, it's like Solano is starting to feel that too now.
Yeah, I would think so.
They were like $485, I think, medium home price. And that's going to go south pretty quick, because people are just going to realize that they can have the Bay Area and get it a heck of a lot cheaper there. You know, this is a second, third, you know, fourth home destination county for a lot of people. They want to be here in the wine country. And, you know, the fire, you know, did not really, you know, when you look at the overall a scope of things did not really damage, you know, the Healdsburg area, Sonoma itself.
Yes.
You know, people come up here and they go, what fire? So, you know, and unfortunately they realize that we lost 5,200 houses. Now, me as a realtor, that is has a huge impact because those are the properties we like to sell. What we're concerned, Pat, is like what the pricing is going to look like after, you know, we get the rebuilding going. You know, it's going to be, you know, some of those houses in Fountain Grove, I've read that one article in the PD where the gentleman was buying, he bought a lot where a million two house had stood, and he was going to erect a million 8 house.
Yeah.
So you kind of wonder, okay, is that a bellwether to come? Are we going to see that in Coffee Park? I mean, you hear about these people saying, well, we got paid for my insurance, but now my house is going to, you know, it's going to cost $800 to $850 to sell.
Exactly.
You know, and so once the dust settles, Pat, what are these houses are all going to be worth? It's not going to do anything for our affordability.
And I think the other, you know, you're talking about the empty lots, too. And I think that's another barometer of where we're going in this scenario. And it seems like a large percentage by builders, which I guess is no surprise that regular folks aren't just coming in to buy the lots. But then, of course, what will the builders do with those lots? Yeah. They build.
Yeah, exactly. That's we're kind of getting an idea and a glimpse into what's going to be coming. You know, I think Coffee Park's going to be a different thing. The conditions will sit on there. But when you get in Fountain Grove, you know, there's in Fountain Grove that you can do. You know, I mean, one of those areas is Crown Ridge, but that's obviously where the huge benzene water issue is. That's kind of great.
I know that the same is true for, and the same question marks exist for places like Kenwood and places like Glen Ellen and things like that are more rural and really have, in some cases, more room to grow in terms of their value.
Yeah. And it's, you know, in your area, you're really hindered by the septics. So that's going to be a huge issue. So that's
Got septic in the valley.
Got septic. Well, you got septic. That's going to hinder, like, you know, not necessarily the size, but it'll be the footprint of the lot itself. But you can't put like 5 bedrooms. You can do maybe 2 bedrooms, but have a 5,000 square foot house.
It's funny how that works out.
Yeah. But it's all based on those septic. So that'll kind of in itself put a limit on what you can do in your area. But when you look at Fountain Grove, you know, kind of sky's the limit.
Yeah. And of course, here we're sort of entering a new phase, wouldn't you agree, Mike, with the burned out areas of Sonoma County? And that is that the cleanup is just about done. You know, the debris removal is just about done. So that hopefully with the extra permitting office and relaxing of certain permit standards in Sonoma County, the building, we're that much closer to actually being there.
Oh, no, I agree. I totally agree. I mean, David Gouin, he's done a fabulous job. He and Tennis Wick at the county, his kind of counterpart over there, they've really geared up for the onslaught to come. Right now, they've only issued like 40 building permits.
Yeah, I'm by those numbers.
Thousands in the next like 2 months, Pat. It's going to be crazy.
That's what I was just going to ask you. What's the window there? Because we know it's going to start happening really fast. But based on what you just said, Mike, it sounds like a rapid escalation.
Oh, it's going to. Well, once the rains stop and they know they've got, you know, the lack of rain, they can get in there and start doing foundations and doing soil prep. And a lot of these lots have got a little bit of science to do that. And that's going to be a delay. But boy, once they get cranking, you know, I spoke with a major developer here in Sonoma County who's doing all their work now in Southern California. They can't find anybody here to work.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're under that kind of crunch. So that's all you're going to have, like, stages of people that are going to be affected. Like, right now it's architects, engineers, site people, you know, and then all the framers, and then the roofer. You know, it's going to be a ballet out
there. It's going to be wave after wave.
They get going out
there. But really going to start seeing it now. I mean, now that we're, and forecasters say, hey, this is probably the last of the major rains that we're going to get this season. So building conditions.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, it's going to start drying out and it's going to, you know, people are going to start rocking and rolling. So, you know, it'll be just curious to see how all this insurance, you know, pops up. The PD's doing a great, in a series of articles on people getting burned by lack of insurance and these stolen.
Yeah, that's why we're in constant touch with Dave Jones, the insurance commissioner of California.
Yeah, definitely.
And coming up next, Mike, this is relevant to our conversation, too. We're going to talk with Ben Horenstein from Santa Rosa Water and talk about the situation in Fountain Grove with that, you know, redo basically of the entire water system up there and how that might affect the rebuilding process.
It'll be interesting to see what comes first, the chicken or the egg. Are we going to do the water first?
Yeah.
And get in there, or are they all going to do it at the same time?
Yeah.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah. Looking forward to finding out the how of that. Thanks so much for being with us, Mike. We always count on you for real estate information, and we'll talk again soon.
You got it. Thanks.
That's Mike Kelly, who hosts the Real Estate Hour here on KSRO on Sunday mornings.